Everybody ready?
Yep.
Let's go!
Ahsoka!
Four Midwest Guys presents... Star Wars Rebels HQ.
Battles leave scores. Some you can't see.
Holocron. I'm afraid it's changing.
I will never let my friends get hurt again.
Your anger gives you strength.
Governor Price, these rebels have proven particularly stubborn. How do you intend to solve this problem?
I need someone who sees a bigger picture.
To defeat an enemy, you must know them. Not simply their battle tactics. But their history, philosophy, art.
I must become more powerful.
Split the treasure.
Oh, that's a classic.
One last glorious day in the Grand Army of the Republic.
Jedi and Sith. The light and the dark.
They'll be the architects of their own destruction.
The key destroying the Sith.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Star Wars Rebels HQ. I'm your host, B. Willie, and with me today is Mr. Brian Eichenbauer.
Yeah, what's up, what's up?
What's going on, B?
Not much, man.
And my brother Aaron couldn't be with us. He's the Force Ghost today, but we wish him well and hope he's back soon with us. So hopefully come back here soon, Aaron. So today we're going to talk about Season 3, Episode 9, The Winkathu Job. I believe I'm saying that right, at least I hope I am.
Sounds right to me.
It's better than Wrath of the Wendigo or whatever, right?
True. So, true that.
Yeah. So if you want to know what we're talking about, look it up and then die. All right. So, So let's talk about the Winkathu job. Right off the bat, we're introduced to the return of Hondo. Hondo, my friends.
Yes, it's good to see him back. We like him. We like most of the episodes he's in.
I do like most of the episodes. Even this one, which is this episode, let's face it, there's not much as far as the major plot line is concerned.
Right, there wasn't a whole lot of plot line except for the whole proton bombs. The
proton bombs and maybe Ezra trying to figure out stuff about Hondo, but I don't know.
Who he can trust and who he can't.
Yeah, exactly. Other than that, this is probably about as close to filler so far as I've seen this season. So... it's still better than the Squales episode,
though. No.
Ah, I do.
No way.
No, definitely better than Squales.
No way.
Yeah.
There was too many good things about the Squales episode.
There's nothing about the Squales episode you can take away.
This episode, there was hardly anything that was even, like, memorable.
Nah. Still better than Squales. All right, so... Ezra's trying to defend Hondo. He's like, everybody's like, I can't believe we're working with this guy again. It was like, well, we always come out on top. Why don't you trust me? When has it never worked out?
Yeah.
Half the time. It's never worked out, Ezra. And then, to add insult to injury, apparently his new partner is Morgan, which is the giant pig, I guess,
right. Looking
thing that we've seen. I think the last time we saw him was when Lando tried to sell Hera to him as a slave.
Right, and he bought her.
Yeah, yeah. She hits him with like a pan or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's still as big of a pig as ever. We kind of see him. He's picking his ear and he's wiping it on the ghost. And
yeah.
He's wiping it on his shirt. So he's still nasty as ever. And then obviously Hera does point out once again that how she was a slave to him. And he goes, oh, well, technically I still own you, by the way. Just FYI.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. So, of course, the big thing that they use, though, to get their interest is, we can offer you proton bombs. So the proton bombs that they've been after the last few episodes and never seem to get, like in the Clone Wars throwback episode, they don't get it there and a couple other places. So they're finally getting it there. So that's kind of what hooks them. And the part about this whole scene I think I liked the best, Brian, was the blind jokes with Kanan.
Yeah, it was by far the almost my favorite part of the whole episode was the he's like, you'll see things my way. Oh, sorry. He's like, you don't want to be blind to any situations. Oh, sorry again. Yeah, no, sorry again.
I can't remember what... It just reminded me of like comic scenes I've seen in the past. I was trying to remember a particular one, but I just really couldn't picture anything. But I just thought it was pretty damn funny myself.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
So we find out that there's an Imperial cargo ship that is stuck in the atmosphere of Winkothu. But apparently... It is full of treasure, and they're offering... Well, we will keep the treasure, and you get the proton bombs. So no treasure for them, but...
Right, because they even said, we'll split the treasure right? And he's like, ha, 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 we split it, the jokes.
Yeah, right, it's even in our intro, it's like, oh, split the treasure, that's a good one.
Yeah,
so typical Hondo, always working an angle. They get the treasure, they get the bombs. And the other part of this episode, which was kind of cool, we finally get to see AP-9 actually speak again. You know, we haven't seen him speak, I think, since last season when they introduced the character, really.
Right.
And he still sounds like Alan Rickman.
Right, exactly.
Still has that same feel to him. But he does offer, he does say, this is the same freighter that I was on when Chopper found me, so I know all about it. So he's like, I'll help with the planning, essentially. So, the other big twist in this episode is, instead of Ezra leading the mission, Hera uses Zep instead. What do you think about that? About that whole thing about her not trusting Ezra with Hondo? And
Right. Because she knew that his feelings with Hondo would come out, bite him in the butt. Like, even during the recon,
yeah.
When they're trying to get the stuff, he stops doing what Zeb wanted to do.
And he's helping Hondo.
He's helping Hondo. He's like, I'm helping Hondo.
Right, and he's conning him. Totally conning him. So, Ezra's really pissed off, obviously, by this, because he's like, well, you don't trust me? And he's like, yeah, I trust you, but I don't trust you around Hondo. So, it kind of sets up a kind of a resentment.
Well, you have that, and you have the fact that Ezra was in charge of other missions, and it's almost like being demoted.
Yeah.
And it's like, now the person who reported to you, you're not reporting to them. It's never a good situation.
Yeah, it's very true. Although I did kind of like the idea that we're at least seeing Zeb again in a kind of a command role, because he's kind of faded to the back, really.
He has been like a
ground character lately. Mm-hmm. I haven't really seen him do too much. So it's kind of nice to see that, I guess. So moving on to the recovery mission itself... I like how AP-9 starts off with, well, there's only a 38.9% chance of this success.
And Ezra's like, what?
What?
You're the one that made this plan.
Yeah, this is your plan.
He's like, yes, without me, though, it would be zero.
He likes to leave out details, so we find out in this episode, too. also, we see Zeb, once again, that resentment. Ezra's mocking Zeb. Yes, Captain Aurelius, sir. Kind of giving the big salute, being a jackass, I guess, essentially. Mm-hmm. A little punk to him. But I also like how Zeb kind of gives it back to him. He goes, well, you got a problem with that? Take it up with Hera. Kind of throws it back.
Yeah, when we get back.
When we get back. So, the big fat pig, as Morgan decides that he demands that he wants to go along because he doesn't trust Hondo. So, obviously, nobody trusts Hondo.
Right.
And, you know, this guy's kind of a big tub of lard and not real athletic.
Right. He's going to be more of a hindrance than anything.
Yeah, exactly, right. we find out, though, once they get on the ship, that apparently there's an Ugnaught, and Melch was left behind. There was a first attempt on this cargo ship. They actually attacked the cargo ship.
Yeah, they disabled it using bombs.
Yeah, mines or something.
Yeah,
like
mines,
that.
And to take out all the controls on it.
Yeah.
And the problem was that it landed into this storm.
Right, on this planet.
And they couldn't get it out. And so they left.
Right.
But they know it's there, so they're going back. And because Hera was like, well, why wouldn't you just take your crew? And he's like, that's a long, boring story.
Yeah, I don't
know. Then they get there, and it turns out to be his crew that's already on the ship.
Or at least one of them, right? Because there was three Ugnaughts before.
Right, now there's only one.
Now there's just one, so it makes you wonder what's happened to the other two. Did they bite the dust during this whole thing, or maybe somewhere else? I don't know. But I did like how Hondo kind of takes note when Ezra goes, "We attack Imperial ships all the time," and Hondo actually kind of stops in the middle of his thing.
So
and
you
goes,
do?
You do? Really? Hmm. Like he's taking notes. Like, mm-hmm. Ah, that could be valuable for later.
Future use. Yeah.
Yeah. I also like how Hondo turns when the Ugnaughts, you know, obviously pissed off at him for
leaving. He was in rage mode.
Yeah, and he goes, "I would never leave my family. My crew is like family. You are short and fragrant."
Yeah, my short, fragrant family. Yeah.
That's pretty good. I'll give you a raise. He gave him a raise from 1% to 2%.
Yeah, to 2%. And, yeah. and it was like, okay!
Yeah. Always Hondo trying to twist it around and make it his own thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
For his own benefit. So Ezra goes. This was kind of a funny moment too. I thought I don't know what it was, but this whole episode kind of had like that Indiana Jones kind of slapstick humor to it, kind of feel.
Yeah,
kind of sort of maybe like The Mummy also kind of a feel to it, and. It's kind of representative when Ezra goes against Zeb's orders and actually cuts a hole.
Well, yeah, because they're trying to
get through the door.
To get through the door. So Zeb's plan was for Chopper
to turn
the power back on to open the door.
Right.
And Ezra's like, no, I got it. And he uses his lightsaber to cut a hole in it.
Right.
And as soon as he gets the lightsaber hole cut, then the whole door slides open because he turned the power on.
Ship comes to life.
It was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny. And it actually goes back to bite him in the ass later, which is pretty funny too. So no respect for Zeb in charge, obviously. You know, total punk.
Yep, none.
Yeah. So when they first got into the cargo door, I don't know about you, Brian, but the music they were playing kind of reminded me of The Mummy or maybe Indiana Jones. It was like that.
Yeah, like
a moment, like, you know. Treasure room.
Right, exactly. It was the whole, like, treasure room experience of, like, all the riches and everything else. And then,
yeah.
Like, while we're in that euphoria state, all of a sudden he's like, oh, look, proton bombs. It's like, oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. Kind of bring him back to Earth. I kind of liked how they used I call them grappling hooks. I think they call them something else, but where they...
They called them the winch.
The winch, or yeah, but they kind of use this, like, pulley system, I guess, and magnetic... pulley system, which...
Yeah, it looked like cables that they were just using, like you said, pulley system.
Yeah.
That they could control, and it would just ride along the wire.
Right.
Taking whatever cargo they needed from the freighter to the...
To the ghost.
To the ghost?
Yeah, back and forth. Yeah. So, but it was obviously very, it wasn't the safest thing in the world, because it's exposed to the elements.
Right, and it was windy and a storm and everything else.
And everything else, yeah. So, but you see it, but still kind of a different... I don't know. I've never seen that before in Star Wars. So,
well, as soon as I saw it happen, I kind of knew the rest of the way the episode was going to go because I was like, "Oh wow! Now you just attach yourself to the giant anchor that's going to go into this storm that you just said could pull it right in." And
right. So it's going to add to the tension of the episode. Yeah. Very true. I did also like how Zeb kept Hondo in his place though, because Zeb turns around after the first bomb goes away, and right away. There's Ezra, sure enough, helping Hondo try to get his treasure across, and Zeb's like, no, bombs first.
Yeah, bombs first, which I thought was kind of weird. And like Ezra said, we're supposed to be a team.
Yeah.
And so I can see where he's coming from, because he's thinking, we send one thing a bomb, send one thing a treasure, send one thing a bomb,
like a 50,
send one
50
thing, yes.
Kind of thing. Okay.
And but Zeb was like, no, bombs first, and I was like.
Kind of using, maybe.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it was, you know, if you're doing a whole team atmosphere, everybody needs to
get something out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, oh, okay.
But maybe, I don't know, maybe that's what Hera wanted, though, too.
Could have been.
Keep them on track and keep them from, or actually use them for a change instead of them, you know. I don't know. All right, so let's talk about how as Morgan kind of goes off on his own looking for his own treasure.
Right.
And nobody's concerned until Zeb hears Hondo say, oh, he's fine. Just leave him. He'll be fine. I'm sure he's perfectly fine.
Yeah, as soon as he hears Hondo say he's perfectly fine, he's like, oh, now I'm worried. Yeah, because at first he was like, oh, he'll be fine. And then Ezra says, oh, he'll be fine. And then Hondo says, oh, I'm sure he's fine. And then he's like, oh, now I'm worried.
Yeah. And Ezra goes, well, I'll go find him. And then Zeb says no. And so, again, there's a power struggle going on, and Zeb overrides his decision, says, no, I'll go, you stay here. thing, right. Which is kind of funny because he just got on him about the bombs thing, and now he's leaving him with Hondo again. I don't know.
Right. To me,
I think it was, I don't know, maybe a...
Maybe it was like a challenge, like a test to see if he's going to follow the orders, like to move the proton bombs first, or if he's going to...
Or is it an ego thing, maybe? You know, I'm in charge,
you're
in charge.
It could very well be.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're not going to take credit for this. I'm going to blah, blah, blah.
Right, this is my mission. I'm going to call the shots. So, yeah, it was again, just a lot of back and forth and a lot of heat between Zeb and Ezra, whether it was intentional or not, but I think it was. But all right, so Zeb goes looking for Rez Morgan, and obviously he runs into a sentry droid. These sentry droids are new to the Star Wars universe.
And they look stupid.
Really? I didn't really care for them that much?
I thought they looked retarded.
I thought they looked like a cross between... there was a battle droids, not like the Roger battle droids, but the other one, the bigger battle droids that the Clone Wars used to have. A cross between that and... do you remember the movie Black Hole when we were kids? The Disney movie?
Not off the top of my head.
Anyway, there was this robot called Max, and he had like those glowing eyes, and his hands were... like he would like threaten people, they become propellers.
Oh,
kind of thing. Anyway, for those of you
can't remember that one.
Don't remember that one. All right. Well, it looked like a mash between the two to me. I kind of liked them. I don't know why you'd introduce them though, because I've never seen them. They're obviously new to the Star Wars universe, and they're not in any of the movies yet.
Right. I mean, I like the idea of a sentry droid.
Yeah.
The one where you attack one, and they all swarm.
Right.
I mean, I like that idea about them. I just thought that the design of them looked a little...
A little off. I was surprised they didn't go with the Rogue One design, because you're going to have a sentry droid or a battle droid of some kind, Imperial battle droid there
right.
in Rogue One, so why not?
Do that crossover?
Yeah, have that crossover moment, but I don't know. I thought they were kind of cool looking, actually, but that's just my take on them. So, we find out that if you go into combat with these guys, you attack one, apparently they all... the rest of them activate.
Right. One activates and it does patrol, and then if something happens, it's basically kind of like the drone from Empire.
Oh, you mean the probe droid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So of. Like when something happens, it sends out a signal that everybody converges.
Right, and everybody come here. Yeah, kind of the same. Yeah, I agree with that. I like how AP-9 goes. Yeah, I told you not to engage them. There's a reason why you shouldn't.
It would be problematic.
It would be problematic. And actually, before this, we should probably talk about Az Morgan kind of freaking out.
Oh, like, yeah.
Mr. Nervous and Sweaty.
Yeah, he was like,
and just grabbed.
Like, and he tried to do like they did last time, and he's like, here we go! And he just starts shooting all over the place and finally hits the one, and he falls over, and he's like, I did it! I'm a hero! Me, did you see me?
Yeah, he's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
I thought it was a funny moment anyway. Mm-hmm. So
very funny.
But yeah, again, AP-5, or AP-9, I'm sorry, it's a typo. Should he... He leaves it out, right? He doesn't give all the information.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, how does a droid forget? That's what I want to know. I don't understand that. So now instead of one sentry droid, they're up against three. And we come back to the hole in the door.
Right, because they're running towards the cargo bay, and he's like, seal the door, seal the door. And they seal the door, but it's got the giant hole in it with Ezra cut.
And it was like... I didn't know.
Yeah, how was I supposed to know?
All right, so let's move on to the end of the episode. The escape from, I guess, the cargo ship that is now crashing into Wind Kathu because its stabilizers actually broke down in the storm and is slowly sinking. And like you said, Brian, it's pulling the ghost down.
It's a giant anchor. It's just pulling them down.
Right. So... I liked how they said, where's Melch? And Hondo's like, oh, he fell to his death and his doom. It is my duty to spend his shares.
Yeah.
More classic Hondo humor.
Right.
I guess. then even Chopper kind of takes off on him.
Well, yeah, so the first two, the jump onto the proton bombs that were being pulled across
yeah.
was Hondo and Az Morgan. Because, you know, they're the shady guys, the first ones to jump ship.
Right.
And then Chopper's like, every man for himself. And Ezra's like, what do you mean every man for yourself? You're a droid. And then Zeb's like, I hope you run out of fuel.
You know, the more I see of Chopper, if R2-D2 is the dog, like the faithful dog, Chopper is the cat.
Oh, yeah.
He's the asshole cat of the... He's just... Screw you guys, I'm out of here.
Definitely.
Anyway, so... Only treasure in the end that Hondo and As Morgan get, apparently, is Melch, who hid himself in that box that they were trying to get over the whole time.
Right.
And so, which was pretty funny and clever, really, because...
That way he knew he wouldn't be left behind.
Left behind, because he knew that's what they valued. So, pretty smart for a little pig, I guess, for a little Ugnaught, after all. I also, I liked Hondo's whole thing. Like how he tries to take the situation and once again turn it to his favor. He's like, friendship. Friendship is the greatest treasure, almost.
Yeah, friendship is the greatest treasure, almost.
And at the very end, I even like how Alice Morgan goes, well, this means I get 50% of it, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's 50% mine.
Right. So, yeah, not a lot to this episode, really, overall. So we just kind of broke it down real quick, honestly, because there's not a lot to talk about as far as the major plot lines going on in Rebels right now.
Right, like the only major plot line that got pushed would have been the proton bombs, them getting proton bombs.
Finally getting proton bombs and... Maybe Ezra learning his lesson with Hondo, I don't know. But, all right, let's just go right into final thoughts and grades. All right, I'll start a final thought and grade on this. I'll just, it wasn't the greatest episode in the world, but it wasn't, like, squail bad. It was, I give it a B-. It was still a fun episode. I still like the introduction of the new Sentry droids. I always love Hondo. I love seeing him. And I'm even starting to like this As Morgan character a little, just ever so slightly. He's still gross and disgusting, but he's still kind of funny. With Hondo, he's a good pair, a good match. I like that. And I guess Ezra kind of learns his lesson at the end. I'm not sure if he does, though, because even when he brings up the whole friendship thing, he's like, oh, you do?
Yeah, do you really mean that?
Yeah, you know. I don't know. It's a good, if I had to describe this episode, I would say it's a good heist episode, you know, like a heist film, like a, almost like the Italian Job,
right?
You know, the Wynn Kathu Job, you know, it's kind of along the same thing, maybe like an Ocean's 11 kind of mini Star Wars movie episode. So yeah, I'll give it a B-. I don't know. What do you think, Hank?
I would probably give it a, C-.
Okay. That's fair.
I don't think it was as good as the Squales episode.
Okay.
But I think that's because how much fun we had talking about the Squales episode.
And how much we made fun of it.
Yeah, I don't think it had anything to do with the Squales episode itself. My favorite part was probably the all the extra humor that was in this episode. It seemed more so than all the other ones combined. There was a lot of humor in this episode. And you're right, it did feel kind of like an Indiana Jones or a Mummy where they're going after the treasure.
Right, treasure hunt.
The one thing I did notice, and we talked about it before the podcast, was the freighter has an inner room surrounded by...
More freight.
And so when you're looking at it from the outside, it looks like it's just...
A bunch of freight.
Like the back end of a ocean liner that you see crossing the sea with all those...
With the crates on
it. Yeah, and then what it actually is a giant... inner room surrounded by those crates
with even more freight.
So, right. But the inner one was
the treasure room. Yeah,
because I was like, why they open it and all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's kind of similar. I don't know if you remember The Force Awakens and when Han and Chewie have that their freighter.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same thing. If you look, they don't show a lot of it, but it's very brief. But they have the same thing. They have like the cargo stuff around.
Right.
The main part of the ship. So
yeah.
It's kind of sick. So, yeah, not a terrible episode B, but not the best. In fact, this is if you missed this episode, I don't think you're missing much. I don't think you're, other than, like you said, they got the proton bombs, and that would probably be the only thing that you'd be like, how did they get that?
Right. Well, we were talking about it earlier, and I said, I'm fairly positive I started watching this episode. Yeah. I don't remember it. And I know why I don't remember it is because I probably fell asleep while I was watching it. Because I watch them when either after work or whatever, with very little sleep.
Right.
And it wasn't that exciting or entertaining to keep me awake.
Keep your attention, yeah. So, I think this is probably the closest. You know, I rarely say filler about anything in Rebels. So, for the second time ever, I will say this is probably a filler episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fair.
Yeah.
So, not taking anything away from anybody. It's still a quality episode, still entertaining. However, it really is just simply filler. So where can you find 4 Midwest Guys? You can find 4 Midwest Guys by going to google.com. Type in the number 4 Midwest Guys. There you'll find our iTunes. You'll find our Podbean, where we host all of our audio podcasts, as well as our Facebook and our Twitter accounts.
YouTube.
YouTube has been picking up a lot lately, so definitely check that out. It's, if you like just using YouTube, we basically just take the audio that we're doing right now. Eventually, we are going to do video down the line. It's coming soon. However, right now, it's just a picture of whatever the podcast is and just us talking. But if that's a way you can still listen to us, please do so. Please hit the like button and hit the subscribe button. That way, every time that we release a new episode, you'll be alerted. Like YouTube will send you a little thing on your phone or whatever, wherever you're at, notification that we've released a new episode. So that's one way. Same thing with Podbean. Podbean's a big way, as well as obviously through iTunes. I know a lot of people are Apple, big Apple people, iPhones.
You can find us on Facebook, too.
Facebook. We post it everywhere as much as we possibly can. So please get out there and reach out to us and let us know how we're doing. And like us and follow us. And if you have any comments or questions, we would love to answer them on the show and give you credit for it as well. So please do that as well. So, got a lot of stuff coming down the line. We still have Rogue One coming up. We've condensed it down to two, from 4 to 2, just due to time and a lot of other stuff going on in the world right now at work, like pilot strikes and stuff like that that affect me greatly. Not mentioning anything or any people or any companies or any names, you asshole. So with that. we've got that. Like I said, I've mentioned it before. I binge watched Stranger Things in one day on Netflix. I'm up to date on through Luke Cage on the Defender series, so we've got that to talk about. That's coming down the line. It's a lot of other things. Marvel DC Kings, we're getting ready to record that next. That's going to be all about the big crossover just happened on the CW between Supergirl, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, and Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
So. There's a lot of different things we do, a lot of different podcasts we do, and if there's something, if there's even a podcast you would like us to maybe pick up, let us know. We'd like to hear that as well. So get out there, reach out to us. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. And for B. Willie saying, may the force be with you.
Again.